Well, hello. Greetings and
Hi.
Salutations.
We thought that as there's been quite a lot of discussion about recording Skype calls, that we would show you once and for all that we've found a very cheap and efficient way of doing so.
This is a way, not the way, of course. But,
well, I said a way.
You did indeed. I'm just emphasizing that fact.
But this is a good way. It's cheap. How much did you say it was?
It was $17 for the standard edition. What we're using to record the actual call itself is, as opposed to any other call that we're not recording, which makes complete no sense at all. I do that occasionally. Listen to MySpace, you'll know. Anyway, what I'm using is a piece of software called Total Recorder, which is available from http://www, all that sort of stuff, .highcriteria.com. That's HIGHCRITERIA.com.
I do have to apologize because there's a train outside with brakes that are squeaking or wheels, and they need to put some more grease on the tracks. Because right now it's very loud and very annoying.
That's what you get for living in logging country. Just to introduce ourselves as well, my name's Simon Cowan. You know me from the MySpace podcast, which Larry put up there. Actually, I sent to him.
I am Lisa Hudson. I'm his fiancée, and this is my very first podcast. Never done one before, so this is a nice way of doing my first podcast over Skype.
Absolutely.
And I don't have to do it alone.
No.
So we thought, you know, that we would do a little bit of explaining about this program, and also just to give you a live experience of the fact that this does work, and so you can hear how well it works. Just to let you know, I am using my Olympus DS30 as my microphone, and it works really wonderfully. You can leave your desk and go across the room, and it picks you up just perfectly. We did that a little bit ago for our test recording.
Maybe
we will show you some of it so that you can hear how well it recorded when I was out in the kitchen.
I mean, literally, you were out in the kitchen making a cup of coffee, weren't you? So there's all sorts of bangs and you throwing plastic cups.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was me throwing a cup on the floor, which was plastic, thank goodness, and me banging my coffee maker around and making it squeak when I moved it across the counter.
Yeah, just turning the tap or the faucet on as well, and there was plenty of noise, and it picked it up absolutely beautifully.
Oh, yeah. But you could hear my speech. My quality of speech was pretty good. I mean, I could understand what I was saying when I listened back to it, so.
Absolutely.
So this is a very cheap, less than $20, less than a piece of pizza. A large pizza.
Absolutely.
If there was a piece of pizza for $17, I don't think anyone would buy it unless it was one heck of a good piece of pizza.
It would have to be in some sort of really famous chef's restaurant or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, gourmet,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. What's that French guy's name again?
What French guy?
You know, that guy that your mum likes. Isn't he French?
What? He's not French.
Isn't
he's,
he?
Oh God, you're making me think. He's Portuguese.
Oh, is he? Is it Emeril or
that's
something?
That's Emeril Lagasse.
Yeah, there we go. That's the fellow I was thinking of. He's not French at all. Oh, okay.
No, he's Portuguese.
Okay. Yeah, it would have to be one of his sort of, you know, slices of pizza.
Yeah, he's got some restaurants, so.
Yeah, isn't the guys over here have? You've got people like Ainsley Harriott and, what's his name? Anthony Worrell Thompson. You know, to pay sort of 104 quid for a dinner for four, you know, that sort of deal, which is and completely off topic.
Anyways,
yeah,
and also, while we're at it, because we're recording our first podcast on Total Recorder over Skype, while we're introducing Total Recorder, oh, hello, I will answer my phone. Just one second.
You okay?
Headphones, where are you?
Hello.
Blind fumble, here we go.
It's a blind okay. panel on Blind Cool Tech.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that was a completely random phone call. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
We were discussing the convention that's going on at for WCB. Mm-hmm. And as I am a member of WCB and would like to be a member of Guide Dog Users of Washington, as I am really trying hard to get a guide dog. I started the application process at a few different schools. Mm. I want to go. It's $80. So I'm going to have to come up with that.
Is this David and you? Or you and David?
Me and Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
If I can come up with $80, then I need to come up. See, if I'm going to try and borrow the 80, and then the rest of the money I can use to pay for my room and stuff. This 80 is just for meals and registration and stuff like that. So,
Just to let you know, dear listener, that Michelle is of the Sounds of Shelley's World.
She did a podcast or two on Blind Cool Tech as well.
She did indeed, including Shelley Space.
Mm-hmm.
She's all full of tapestries and things and stuffed animals and a cat called Tammany. It's a brilliant name for a cat.
So, now that we've gone completely
off topic,
this is a random podcast. Sorry about that, but there are quite a few of those on Blind Cool Tech, which is great. I'm sorry, but I love them. They're my favorite. You get to hear real life experiences, absolutely. You get to hear someone playing with their granddaughter, someone we haven't seen for quite some time and who we can't wait to see again. You get to hear someone else making sweet tea and popping their lid off in the microwave.
Indeed.
Or guide dogs in bubble wrap. Exactly. I mean, those podcasts are the highlight of Blind Cool Tech. I love them, and I hope that they don't go away. No, of course, we love the tutorials that do make sense and that are on topic, and they're invaluable as well, but my point is, I love podcasting. This is my first one, of course, so I can't really say I love it. Because, I like the idea of it, and I like the podcasts that I've heard. And I can't even begin to even hear all of them on Blind Cool Tech. There's so many of them.
This is it.
But, so, anyway, as we were saying, we will give you a hands-on of Total Recorder. Yeah. And also, this will be our chance to introduce ourselves. Mm-hmm. To you guys, because hopefully, now that we know how to record Skype calls, we can do more of this. Absolutely. And not only for Blind Cool Tech, because, we don't want to blow up Blind Cool Tech with all of our podcasts, but for our own podcast as well, because Simon's got one, and I will have started mine, which I need to come up with an original name for it, and I have not done that yet, so. Anyways,
and the one that that Lisa said that I have, it's actually I want it to be ours because I'd like us to do some stuff together as well, like we're doing today.
Well, why don't I appear on yours and you can appear on mine, because I'm already paying for one and so are you, so we can do that.
Alrighty, let's do that.
Anyways, are there any features that we should talk about Total Recorder that people might want to know?
First of all, disclaimer ahoy. I am not a tech support guy, so I won't do as good a job as someone like Rick Harmon. Okay, but I'll do my best. Features. It features quite a few things. I bought the standard edition. There are three versions of it, as far as I understand it, the Total Recorder. There's the standard version, which is $17. There's the professional version, which I believe is $35. And then there's another version. We'll call it for a laugh and for the sake of argument and because I am Dory's older brother.
Which means that he can't remember a thing.
I suffer from CRS, which means can't remember stuff.
Anyways,
yes.
Before you forget, tell him what you were going to say.
I have forgotten. Oh, yeah, that was it. I know. I'm pathetic and useless. I know. There is a developer version. We'll call it a developer's version anyway. And that's something in the region of $100. $5. These are
approximately... Well, who wants to pay that much when this does just what it, you know, what it's meant to do for $17? Of course, there might be certain features that this one doesn't have that the others might.
There are. I mean, you can buy some add-ons for the professional version, things like a graphic equalizer, a mixer. You can
that would be nice. We might have to upgrade.
Yeah, that's always an option as well. There is an option to upgrade. I don't know the price of the upgrade, but it's all on the website at, as I said, www.highcriteria.com. Very accessible website. Very accessible, straight out of the box. You don't have to do nothing with it. There's no scripts or nothing. You know, there's no set files for Windows that you need. You can just install it and... like that, you're on, you're sorted.
So how do you go about recording then?
Which is a bit of a rarity these days. Recording, essentially follow the on-screen prompts. Installation is very, very straightforward. And when you install it, when you go to record something, there's a recording wizard which takes you through the steps to set up for whatever you're going to record. The first screen asks you what you're going to record, whether it's, I don't know, tape or an album that you're going to digitize, whether it's going to be a CD or a DVD, whether it's going to be internet telephony. Internet telephony being something like Skype, Ventrilo, Google Talk, blah, blah, blah. After that screen, I'm just trying to remember what it is. Oh, it's your inputs and outputs. What sound cards you're going to use for the mic and what sound cards you're going to use for your speakers. After that, then it asks you if you want to do a test call, and it will take you through the steps to do the test call. Once that's done, you're all set up and good to go. The main screen has got some pretty cool things on it. It's basically... If I can shut my jaws up. There you go. A bunch of buttons and edit boxes. There's nothing which is, inaccessible. You know, there's nothing that just says graphic or static text or, you know, some sort of grid view or whatever it is. They're all edit boxes, combo boxes, buttons, everything that JAWS, WindowEyes, NVDA system access will recognize. There's a record button. Guess what that does? You know,
it records.
That's right. There's a play button.
Wow.
Yeah, it does what it says on the button. There are various left-right sliders for balance controls. There are various left-right up-down sliders for volume controls for both playback and recording. There is also a recording and I can't remember the name of the actual button itself. Let's see if I can get this. Recording source and parameters. Now that's where you would set. That's where you would set your different parameters for the recording that you're making. For instance, in the advanced, when you hit the advanced button inside there, you can check a box that says record the input stream from the internet, i.e., in this case, Lisa's voice, because she is being recorded by my system, so she's the input stream.
If you'd like, sometime maybe we'll go through with JAWS so you can hear all this, but yeah. If you're at all computer savvy, all you have to do is play with these buttons. I don't even have it. I'm going to get it. And I'm going to play with it as well. And I don't really think you need a lot of in-depth tutorial on that, but if you would like one, please let us know and we'll do that. We just wanted to show you guys the quality and the sound of what this can do before we went and did just the mechanical, you know, workings of the program itself.
And to actually record once all that is set up, I mean, all you do is start the conversation like we did and then press the record button. That's literally it.
And if you need to edit, don't worry about doing it in Total Recorder. No. Do it in Goldwave. Just record your stuff. And then, you know, transfer it over to Goldwave. Do your editing that way, because this is not for editing. It's just for recording and using it for what we're doing. Yeah. Or whatever you need to use it for. My goodness, my stomach's playing up big time.
It's so funny, boy. Must be all this coffee that we're drinking. The professional version does have certain editing capabilities, as far as I understand it, but when you've got Goldwave, you know, you may as well use that, as Lee said. You know,
it's, if you're low budget like we are, because I am.
Me too.
You know, you make do with what you got. I mean, absolutely, it's great to have all this high-tech stuff, programs and mics and recorders, but when you can't buy food and make it last all month long, who's going to have money to play around with stuff like that? So we get the budget stuff, we make sure it works great, we use it, and we pretend that it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. No, I'm joking. But we do what we can with what we've got.
Yeah. And I honestly think that this is going to turn out to be such a terrible recording.
Well, the last one wasn't. It was fine. We were amazed. Yeah. I was. I mean, here is my DS30. Because, again, I was too poor to be... Well, Simon bought it for me. Anyway, the DS30 is the cheapest one of them, but it also and has the least room, but this is fine for now for what I need it for. Anyway, my point is that it makes one heck of a microphone. The DS Olympuses make great microphones. And if it can pick me up in the kitchen just fine... Then, I mean, I just couldn't believe how close I sounded to the mic itself. I mean, it just caught everything I said amongst all the racket I was making out in the kitchen.
It's literally like you're recording onto the Olympus. You've got the same quality, the same sort of power in the microphone as you have when you're recording, when you're sort of using it as an audio device.
Yep, and you know, and I do like all the professional recorders. How, you know, it doesn't have such a problem with gain control, but for what I can do with this, I'm not going to break the bank to try to get an Adderall, even though I tried to get one on eBay. I will get one when I can afford it, but right now this is great for what I use it for. In fact, I have a bunch of Audible books on it right now, which that's one of my favorite things about, besides the fact that it can talk, even though you can't do everything on it, it can talk. Which isn't a must, because I have the DS2. These are the only recorders I've ever had. And when I got the DS2, I thought it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because it was so easy to use. But it is a dictating thing. But it does a good job for what it does. I just, today, it just blew me away. I couldn't believe what kind of a mic it makes. That's just impressive. It's pretty cool. But I'm sure, I don't know if you could do this with the Adderall. Can you, do you think? It's got internal mics.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, you guys try it out and see if it works. Plug it into Skype and see if you can use it as an internal mic. This one does it. It works better than any mic I've ever had.
It's extremely clear.
It's
unbelievably clear. As you guys can hear. I mean, I don't have to tell you that, do I? But no, it is a very, very good mic.
Yeah. So... You know, before we wrap this up, because we've said a lot about Total Recorder, but unless there's anything else you can think of, is there anything else you can think of to say about it?
I was going to say to sort of just one sort of word of warning that the Total Recorder doesn't have a pause button, and then I found one. So, no.
Oh, I was going to ask you, because I was going to have you pause it when I was on the phone, but I'm sure everyone won't mind my brief phone call, because
I've heard a few.
You can, indeed. I've heard a few cell phone calls being called on some of Larry's podcasts, which, again, is fine. It's real life, you know?
This is it.
It's just Larry walking to work and the phone ringing. Who wants to cut that out when, you know, you don't have to? So anyway, so there's a pause button. That's good. Is there anything else that people might want to know?
It can record in a very, various formats. Yes.
That's good to know.
It can record in wave.wav, it can record in MP3, and it can also record in Ogg Vorbis.
Oh, good. I didn't know that. See, I'm learning here.
Which is an excellent thing. So, I mean, I think OGG is about the smallest, is it, baby?
I don't know. All I know is when you dead. I don't want to say it. I've got certain files that are like 100 MB and they're OGG, so I'd hate to see what it is in any other format.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't fancy that in MP3 or WMA.
Oh, no.
For that matter.
No.
I mean, WMA's worse. I think it can record in WMA as well. I'm not sure, but I know for definite it can record in Wave. It can record in MP3 and it can record in Ogg Vorbis as well. Yeah. The professional has some sort of conversion utility on it as well. I don't know if this one has the standard. But, I mean, for $17, you know, it's got quite a lot of features in that. And I haven't even gone through half of it either. You know, it's got some very interesting stuff in the tools. I think you can actually burn to CD from it as well.
Oh, that's good to know. So we can, like, take our podcasts or our recording that we do and put it on CD just for our own safekeeping. Just to let you guys know, Simon and I are a very long-distance relationship. We have been together for 3 years. Hmm. What, babe?
I'm just agreeing.
Yeah, we've been together for 3 years. We, right now, are working on one of us migrating. The plan was for me to go over there, and I just got custody legally set up in court so that I can take my daughter out of the country. Before my custody came, you know, I just, right now I'm kind of, we're trying to figure out financially, we're not able to make it happen yet, but it's happening. The plan now is for one of us or both of us to get some sort of a degree. Or, you know, because I'm going to try to go through school. That way, when we leave the country, when I leave to go over there or he comes over here, our respective countries can look at that degree and go, oh, okay, so they can hold their own. Because right now, neither one of us have a degree. All we have is what we have, I mean, which isn't much. So it'll look like that. You know, he's not working, I'm not working. Not to say he hasn't worked, because he has. He's in between jobs right now.
Indeed.
But if we have a degree, they'll think, you know, okay, so they can get a job, they can support themselves. And I had originally planned to go over there as soon as I got custody, but I wasn't sure when that was going to fall through, so I started the process of going to school. So we both agreed that I'm going to at least try and get something set up so that my career is on the way before I go over there. Or I have the backbones of it anyway down so that I can do. I'm going to go into counseling, I think, whether it be rehab counseling or any other kind of counseling, because that's universal.
Mm.
So,
not entirely sure what I'm going to do as yet. Huh? Not entirely sure what I'm going to do as yet, but we'll figure.
We're in the process of figuring that out.
Indeed.
But yeah, we've been together for 3 years. We've seen each other 4 times in those 3 years. The last time was a month. He was here for a month.
It was indeed.
That was a year ago.
Yes, it was.
But, you know, the thing that keeps us going is the knowledge that we have you know, a great relationship, and the distance isn't convenient, but we make it work. We do what we can to make it work.
The cat destroys something.
No, I had to fix my thing from falling. My keyboard tray is broken. Okay. I'm so broke, I have to use duct tape to keep that thing up sometimes. No, my cat. I have a little cat, of course. Yeah. Not that little anymore.
No, he's not. He's built like a horse. He's huge.
Before Simon left, came and adopted me.
Yeah.
Like 2 or 3 days before he left. And that was perfect timing because it helped when he went home. You know, because usually when we separate, it's really hard for both of us.
Yeah, it is.
So when he went home, my cat was here. And that helped a lot because the day he left, I didn't have to mope so much because he was there to keep me up and keep me company.
That's a good way.
So I've had him for just about a year now. Mm-hmm. My good kitty, yes.
Our panther.
Yeah. That's his name. He's black and white, mostly black, but he's got a white streak from down his chin all the way down his tummy and all the way down to the end of him.
And he's got white socks on.
Yes. It's my kitty. Oh. Are you my cat? Yes, he gave me a nuzzle. Yes.
Oops.
He's scratching his neck and ears to pieces because he's got some fleas that I need to get rid of, especially before I have a guide dog evaluation.
Yes.
And I will do that because I've got all the supplies and I've even got flea shampoo. And how am I going to bathe my cat? Done it once, it was a fiasco.
Oh, dear.
You remember it, don't you?
No.
Don't you remember the day I watched him and he was like, wow! And you're like,
no.
Are you okay?
I don't remember that.
I had the phone put down and you heard him freaking out and you're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, that's just the cat. He's scared. He's cold. He's wet. Yes.
That cat is scared of his own shadow.
Well, water and cats just don't mix.
Yeah, I know, but he's just a real scaredy cat. I don't want to say what I was thinking, but...
No, you better not. He's a softie. I got him neutered in January. He's a bit on the femmy side. I've seen female cats that have more...
guts
more bravery, more guts than he does. Yes, he's my little pincushion.
Yeah.
He's a very soft boy.
A little wussy cat.
Yeah.
A wussy puss.
Now stop it.
Well, he is. I mean,
he ain't when there's a dog in the room.
Oh, no, he went nuts, didn't he, when Shelly came to visit you?
Yeah, when there's a dog in the room, he becomes a panther.
Oh, yeah.
He just freaks out. So when I get my guide dog, it's going to be a little bit of a chain. Well, okay. It's going to be, yeah, a very hard thing for him to get adjusted to, especially if it's a big old German shepherd. It looks intimidating. Of course, that shepherd will probably be as soft as can be.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I mean, well, you heard, met on a program called Zone BBS, www.zonebbs.com. I mean, you heard on there, babe, Passionate and Natural.
Mm-hmm. Her dog is scared of her cat. And he's a Fidelco dog. And for many reasons, I've always wanted to have in-community training because I have a daughter, even though sometimes I just need a break. And I have a cat, and I can leave for a month, but it's hard to do that, to be away for that long, away from your day-to-day, away from everything. In a way, it sounds like heaven, it sounds like a dream come true. In another way, it's a long time to be away from things. So, Fidelco is one of the schools I've chosen for that reason. They'll come out and train you. And I'm really strongly considering the Seeing Eye, although I've already applied to GDB, but that doesn't mean to say I can't just back out of that and go to the Seeing Eye, because I do like what I've heard slash seen from there, and I'm pretty sure I know all of the references I want to use for that. Yeah. So, and hopefully they'll use my blood results and all my medical stuff, because I do not want to go through that again.
No, that wasn't fun. How many glasses of water did you have to drink?
Well, the first time I went and got my blood test, they couldn't get anything because I must have been a little too dehydrated. Took 20 minutes and three people to get even a little bit of blood out of me.
Which wasn't enough.
Which in the end was not enough to do the test. So I had to come back in, and I drank like three or four glasses of water before going in, and they got it the first try. So. Oh.
Yes.
Fidelco had better at any other school I might go to, had better be happy with it.
Indeed.
Because I'm not doing it again.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I mean, we've heard some really cool podcasts about the Seeing Eye, like Darren's Leisure Path.
Larry and Jay. We love those podcasts.
Absolutely. Jake rocks. He is the best doggy in the world.
And he's the most pesty doggy too, huh, Larry? Oh,
he's a goofball.
That was funny. Oh, I loved that. What was the Pleasant View Ghost? Wasn't that what it was called?
Yeah, that's right.
When he was flopping on the floor, yeah, that was one of our favorites. Not because of the ghost, because of Jake and his silliness. And he didn't ruin your podcast, Larry. I think he made it.
Absolutely.
I think he made that podcast. He made it his own in a very big way. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yes. We loved it.
Yep.
So I can only hope for a dog as good as Kenya and Jake, or as funny and silly. Or, you know, I have a daughter who's very, very hyperactive, and you guys may or may not hear that, should I choose to show you. I don't know, you might feel really bad for me. And anyway, so I need a dog that...
adopt, with a bit of luck.
That, are you listening? Okay.
Yes.
I need a dog that, for the most part, will be a lot better behaved than her and will listen, and I won't have to scream out too much because I've already got a cat and a daughter who drive me insane. So if I had three of them tearing the out of my house, I might be going over and flopping on someone's couch and just saying, okay, I'm done for a little while. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, 'cause Kitty likes to destroy the blinds and furniture and walls and things like that.
And now he's being as serene as kiddily possible.
Of course. Of course he is.
So, I'm hoping for a... And I will tell them, whatever school I go to, that I need a laid-back dog. Of course, one that can play. Hmm. Because dogs who don't play are depressing if they just lay there all the time and they don't play at all. But I want one that is mellow, and that can withstand my crazy lifestyle, because my daughter does make things very interesting in my house. Although today was a very, very good day for her. I had to kind of rein her in and play with her to get her to mind. She's got ADHD, which a lot of kids do nowadays. So sometimes in the morning she can be a very, very big handful. And she started to get out of hand this morning. I just called her over and we played games and I tickled her and we played. And that turned her around. So if I had the patience and the wherewithal to do that every time, that'd be great. But sometimes I just...
do too badly, babe. I mean, you're human after all.
I didn't have the patience to even... But today was all right. So as long as I have a dog that can withstand the yowling cat and the very hyper daughter or child that bounces from wall to wall, from ceiling to carpet, I swear, she's all over the place.
She's a bouncy kiddo.
Yeah, then I'll be happy. Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
And the screaming mama.
What, babe?
And the screaming mama.
And the screaming mama, yeah, the one that has to dodge bullets, literally, sometimes. Okay, maybe not literal bullets, but... yeah, things that might come... yeah.
Hurtling.
We won't get into how bad it can be. I'm sure you guys can use your imaginations and you'll know.
Indeed. Yes. The joys of parenthood and, I don't know.
Yeah, and I had a nightmare last night that I was pregnant, and I know that's not going to be possible and it's not going to happen.
It would be a nightmare.
So, it was. I think it's just a nightmare to say, don't have kids. Don't have kids.
Don't even think it.
Don't have any more. No, I love kids, and I've always wanted them, but I'm going to raise, I'm going to raise mine, and if I somehow happen to have more kids, I will pray and hope that it's after she has grown up, or at least has calmed down a lot. Right now, it's not in my plans. My cat is my kid. My dog will be my kid, and my kid is the only one right now, and that's the way I want it to stay.
I could be your kid, too.
Yes, you can. You always
are. Ask why, and stuff like that, all the time, incessantly.
To the point of irritation.
Indeed.
Anyway, this is running away from us. Is there anything you'd like to say? About Blind Cool Tech.
Lab Shepherd Pitbull.
Oh God, no. Yeah, there was we were at the park, me and my daughter, and there were these kids giving away free puppies, which happened to be Lab Shepherd Pitbull mix. And I was not interested. I'm getting a dog. I don't want a dog. These were huge puppies. Very long. They had, like, the fur of a lab. They felt like a lab. They had the floppy ears, which were trying to point, but weren't quite making it. They were kind of folded to the side a little bit.
Brilliant.
And flopped down. And they were so long, I just was not gonna even, like, no, I would not get a dog like this. So yeah, that's where the Lab Shepherd Pitbull came from.
Absolutely. And I just think it's something that John Lennon would say.
Why?
It's right up there with, can you make it sound like an orange, George?
You know? No, it isn't.
Which John Lennon just actually did say. Oh, I reckon it is. Maybe it's just me.
You get different breeds of dogs. They're all dogs anyway.
Oh, true.
I mean, my dog was a terrier chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Was it a what?
It was terrier and it was chihuahua. They're not the same breed.
Oh, no.
Blue.
Oh, yes, Blue Boy.
Yeah, he was Terrier Mix. Yeah.
He was hyper too, wasn't he?
Yes.
Completely all over the place.
He tried to mate with a Rottweiler one time.
That is ambition. Fair play.
Oh, God. Yes, the Rottweiler was in heat, and Blue became a very sore puppy afterwards. That dog didn't like that kind of attention.
I know.
Yes, I hope you guys like this mixed bag of our sense of humor, and yeah.
A little bit of attention.
Anyways.
I want a dog that's a cross between Kenya, Jake, and Shadow off Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey.
I don't even know what that would make. That's too much of a personality shift. Kenya's one extreme. Jake's in the middle, and Shadow is the very other side.
He's the mellowest dog in the entire universe.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I don't know. That'd be a dog with a personality disorder.
Well, he can join the rest of the family, can't he?
I mean, yeah, that's true. I don't want that. I have enough of it going on. I love Kenya, though. He's funny. He's like a little boy. You know, just like can I? Oh, can I? You know, that kind of attitude.
Oh, cool, bubble wrap, you know.
Oh, God. That was the funniest podcast I've ever heard.
Absolutely brilliant.
God. Darren, I hope you still listen to Blind Cool Tech, because if you do, you need to make some more podcasts, because we all miss you guys. Larry, you too.
What's going on, dude?
Although life happens, and things come up, and who has the time to do this all the time? I mean, it's something that is great to do, but who has the time to always podcast? But a little peep here and there would be great. And hopefully someday we can all think of a way to make sure that we never run out of space, and maybe if we all should, or decide to, if we can support it, especially if we're going to put up multiple podcasts and maybe get some space going. That way it's not all on someone, one person's shoulders. So we may have to think about that, or at least I will, especially if I put up more podcasts. So I might throw in a few donations here or there. We'll see what happens, because I pay for mine, my podcast space, and Simon pays for his. Hmm. So something to think about anyway.
Yeah, we've got our podcasts up at Libsyn.
Yeah.
Which we found out about from BCT.
Yeah, I had friends who had Libsyn too. You know, and wouldn't it be great just to have like this, and I think Blind Geek Zone too, but like this, is just to have a space for us blindies who want to podcast, not on any particular subject. Of course, it's good to have subjects to podcast on, otherwise it's just a bunch of rambling like we're doing, even though we had a subject.
Yeah, we've completely gone from it, but we did have one.
Yeah.
Originally, really, we did. There was a point to this.
There's a total recorder, and there's just total just randomness as well. Yeah. So, hope you guys enjoy. And, yes, I want to keep BCT alive. It is cool. It's techie. And it's a bunch of blindies. And I love it. And I don't want to see... belief. I don't want to see it go down. So if you need any help from any one of us for any reason, let us know so that we can make it a community thing going on. We know Larry started it, and I'm very glad. And I just don't want to see it flop. So let's keep it alive somehow. Let's keep it going.
It is going. I mean,
I know. I've seen how many have been up in the past couple days.
There's been a load of podcasts up, in the last sort of week or so.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, good, And we'll have slow times because life's like that. It's like a traffic jam. Sometimes you're speeding away. And then sometimes you just kind of stop and go. Or sometimes you're waiting for everyone else to move, Just life can become congested and you might have too much work here at your office or too much stuff going on in your home or projects going on. That's cool. As long as we see a few podcasts, we know Blind People Tech's still going on, man. Yep. And we won't inundate it with too many of our podcasts because no one's going to want to listen to us all the time. We'll put up a few, maybe. Yeah, we'll put up a few. We'll just have to think of some. We'd like to do some cooking podcasts.
Indeed. We've actually ordered some Church Audio mics for our Olympuses. Olympi?
And I don't know how Olympuses? Well it'll work with that, but we're going to test it out.
It'll be interesting. So we're looking forward to getting those, but we thought we'd do this over Skype because, as Lee said, there's been a bit of talk on the BCT list. Riz Khan and a couple of other guys have asked about it. And Riz, I'm really sorry if I've really mispronounced your name so badly. It's not even true. pronunciation is not exactly my strong point, but yeah. So we thought we'd do this in the meantime until we got our Church Audios.
And I guess another reason why I'm so excited and why I talk so much is because this is our first podcast we've ever done, and we've both been wanting to do this for so long. So,
yeah.
You were going to say before I interrupted you?
I have no idea.
I think something.
I think, therefore I am.
Okay.
There you go. There's a bit of philosophical crap for you.
And now watch your mouth. Be a good boy.
Hope if many people say the C word.
I know. C word. I've heard him. but he meant it in a literal sense.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was talking about guard dog stuff.
Doggy Dido?
Yes. Anyways, we need to end this podcast before we make too big of one.
Yes.
So, to everyone that we've become so familiar with, it's been nice and great and awesome to hear your podcasts. You've become, like, very dear friends, even though we've never met you guys. And I know now I'm talking a bunch of stuff, but, you know, we do like to listen to your podcasts. We hope that you'll find us as interesting as well. If you want to get in touch with us, our contact info is... Which one do you use?
Is I use my Yahoo address, which is simoncwn at yahoo.co.uk.
And mine is... Oh, I need to come up with something different. I don't like my email address.
There's nothing wrong with your email address, my love.
We'll do LisaCWN at samobile.net. SA Mobile is for System Access Mobile. And the LisaCWN is because I am engaged to Simon CWN. So you can contact me there if you want to do so.
So there.
And maybe I will give out my Skype info at some point. But I'd like to get to know some of you before I do that. And it'd be great to get to know more people and get to know some more of your stories. Anyway, we will... Also, huh?
I know also, sorry, darling, that a couple of you frequent the Zone. Jeffrey Shockley, for one.
Who's he? Oops.
He he's been on the BCT mailing list.
I've seen him, but I want to know who he is on the Zone. I'm sure he can. Okay, well, you go out there more than I. I've become an internet hermit.
Yeah.
I'm hiding. I need to not hide so much.
Yes, you do. You need to come out there and harass people like I do.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
But, yeah.
I'm charisma on the Zone, if you guys go out on the Zone. I have a Charisma Lisa email, but we'll use the one I just gave you. So, yeah, if you go on the Zone, I'm Charisma. He is Welsh Geordie.
That's WelshGeordie.
Yes. So, yes. I'm looking forward to meeting more people. Maybe you guys can bring me out of my shell, and I won't be so afraid of MSN anymore. I guess it's because I used to be on MSN in the Zone a lot. And sometimes when you have an internet profile or life, it can become very, very populated. And sometimes when real life comes up and sneaks up on you and you go away for a while and you come back, people feel left out, like you don't have time for them anymore. And I experienced that more than once, and I think it kind of fazed me quite a bit to where I don't want to offend anyone because I'm not there and I don't talk to them so much. And I don't want them to feel bad, like I'm no longer interested anymore. And just because sometimes I'm so tired, I don't feel like talking to millions of people at once. But it has its place, and I love it. So I need to come back and say hi. And I guess it's probably the same way with BCT. I mean, just because people don't put up their podcasts doesn't mean they're not interested. It just means that real life said hello. And I know all about real life saying hello because it does it on a regular basis. So... Oh, yeah. Now that I said that, we should probably take this off and say goodbye. Right. Till next time.
Indeed. So thank you very much for listening to us. Take care of yourselves and each other. And we will, as someone else I know says, catch you on the flip.
Yes. Catch you on the flip side.
Indeed. Ta-ta.